Peyton, tell me again why we're breaking into Squagalotch's house.
Because he's hiding something about Blake Shelton, and it's about time we found out.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why we're breaking into his house at 3 a.m. You know we're going to see him at work, right?
Yeah, we'll see him at work when his guard is up and he can deflect all of our questions with more questions or insults. If we ask him now, we have the element of surprise on our side, and we can ask him anything we want.
So why are we scaling the side of his building so we can crawl into the window of his penthouse? Also, why can he afford a penthouse?
Stop asking so many questions. The season finale always starts with some grand opening scene, so we're scaling a skyscraper.
Doesn't someone usually die in season finales, too?
Oh, right. Someone dies every episode. That isn't new.
All I'm saying is we have a key to his front door and the doorman knows us. He definitely would have let us in the elevator.
Stop whining and get the glass cutters for my bag.
Where did you get glass cutters?
I told you. I robbed the spy museum the other day on my date.
That was a real date? I thought you were lying about that. You know, like you always are.
Nope. Real date?
Really? Did it go well?
It did, until I forced him into being an accomplice in the robbery.
I can't blame him. When my date made me steal the Declaration of Independence, I was not happy.
You go on some weird-ass dates.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, here are the glass cutters.
Oh, finally, thank you. Now, cover your face. I don't really know how to use these.
You know, once again, we really could have just used the front door, like if...
Oh, never mind. I just threw it at the window and it shattered.
Okay. Just watch your step going in. There's broken glass everywhere.
Well, that's usually what happens when you break a window.
I hope he didn't wake Squag up. He's probably got a gun.
But didn't you bring your gun?
No. Why would I do that?
Who doesn't bring their gun to a home invasion?
Oh, now this is a home invasion?
Well, this is a home and we just invaded it, so...
Whatever. Squaglotch's room is this way.
Well, how do you know that?
He gave me a tour at the Halloween party.
What? Halloween party? Why wasn't I invited?
You were. You couldn't come because you were waiting all night in a pumpkin patch for Bill C. from Tinder to show up, like the saddest Charlie Brown special ever.
Oh, yeah. I wonder what happened to Bill C. I hope he's dead.
Right. Anyway, Squag's room. Let's go.
No, wait. I've got a better idea. We need to threaten the thing Squagalotch loves most in the world so he gives us the information we want.
Oh, okay. Good idea. All right, come on. His kid's room is this way.
His kid's? Don't be an idiot. Where does he keep his copy of Twilight that was signed by the cast and authors?
It's right over there in the bookshelf, but do you really think he cares more about that than his own children?
Who's touching my Twilight book?
You were saying?
I have a gun!
Squagalotch, calm down. It's just us.
Why would that make me calm down? Now I have more reason to shoot you. Please, put the book down and step 35 feet away from it to avoid splattering your blood on the pages.
Rye, give me the book.
Are you sure?
Now, Rye.
Fine, here.
Hello, Peyton.
Hello, Squagalotch.
Somehow, I always knew it would end like this.
Wait, what? End like what?
Me and you. Stand off to the end. Winner takes all.
All of what?
Yeah, and what about me?
Squag, what are you talking about?
I assume you're here to kill me.
Kill you? What? No, don't be ridiculous.
I didn't even bring my gun.
Oh, then what the fuck do you two want?
Information.
We want to know what you know about Blake Shelton.
How many times do I have to tell you? I don't know anything about Blake Shelton.
Give it up, Squag. Blake's dinner party is tomorrow, and if we're going to go, we need to be as prepared as possible. So tell us what you know.
I don't know anything.
Damn it, Squag.
Tell us or we'll rip out the page where Edward calls Bella spider monkey.
That only happens in the movie, you idiot.
Fine. Then we'll just rip out any page.
No! No. Please, put the book down. You're crumpling the pages.
Are you going to tell us what we need to know?
Fine. Come sit, but leave the book.
Thank you.
All right, gather around, children. Papa Squag is going to tell you a story. What do you want to hear?
We want to hear about Blake Shelton.
Are you sure? Why don't I tell you about the time I found the lost city of gold?
Squag!
No, hang on. I want to hear that story.
Rye! That's it. I'm getting the book.
No. Wait, hold on. I'll tell you what you want to hear. Just leave Edward and Bella out of this.
Thank you.
It all started my freshman year of college at the American Institution for Celebrity Crime Solving in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Wait, you have a degree in this? Why aren't you any good at it?
Of course I have a degree in this. What do you have a degree in?
Theater. Duh.
What a ridiculous thing to have a degree in!
I also have a degree in theater.
Then why are you two working for me and not on Broadway?
Times are tough. Anyway, continue.
Whatever. When I first moved into college, I met my roommate, a young man named Blake Shrimpy. Me and Blake quickly hit it off and became the best of friends. Not only were we inseparable for all 4 years of college, we were also the two best students. I was always number one, and Blake was always right behind me, constantly forcing me to work harder to maintain my position. I often credit my talent for solving celebrity mysteries to having that intense competition at such a formative time in my life.
Once again, you aren't that great at solving murders?
Yeah, if you're so great, why do you let the two of us do all the work?
You usually fall asleep or get belligerently drunk anytime we're at crime scenes together.
Are you two here to insult me, or are you here to learn about Blake Shelton?
The second thing, which is why I don't understand you're telling us about some idiot named Blake Shrimpy.
Well, if you'd let me finish, you'd see my point.
Can you make it quicker? It's getting late.
You two are the ones who broke in the middle of the night and asked for the world's worst bedtime story.
World's worst sure is hitting the nail on the head.
God, I hate you two. Anyway, where was I? Right. I could always tell that Blake was a little jealous that he could never beat me, but he was my best friend and a great detective. So when we graduated college, we decided to go into business together. Things were great for a while. Business was booming, our relationship was strong, and it seemed like the world was ours.
When you say our relationship was strong, do you mean in, like, a gay way?
Not every relationship between two men is in a gay way, Rye.
Well, we kissed a few times, but the spark was just never there.
Oh, never mind.
About 2 years into starting our business, Blake started to act a little weird. We had a good system going. We both went to crimes together. He would help me gather clues and interrogate witnesses, but I was the one who ultimately solved the murders in the end. I was like Sherlock Holmes, and he was like Sherlock Holmes's irrelevant assistant, whatever his name is. Eventually, Blake started asking to go on assignment by himself, claiming that he didn't need me to solve crimes and that he was just as good a detective as me. I agreed to let him go by himself occasionally, mainly because I was busy with my other business ventures. I had just bought stock in Apple and was eyeing a few frozen yogurt chains next.
Wait, you have stock in Apple?
Of course I do. This is a penthouse apartment in a building that is only penthouse apartments. I have the pentest house possible. You think that comes cheap?
How can they all be penthouses if they aren't all at the top? Aren't the ones below this just luxury apartments?
Yeah, I think you guys are getting scammed.
Of course we're getting scammed! We're just too rich to give a damn!
We need to talk about getting another raise.
Well, if you ever let me finish my tragic backstory, then I will give you a raise!
Well, I thought you didn't want to tell us this story.
Well, now I'm on a roll, so I need to finish!
So finish then, jeez!
No matter how hard he tried, Blake just wasn't as good a detective as me. He always did his best work with me by his side, and he couldn't stand that. Pretty soon, he was looking for other ways to prove his talent, so he started making us solve murders of lesser-known celebrities. We solved the murder of a children's birthday party entertainer, an insurance company mascot, even a man who used a car dealership and had... Nope. Even a man who owned a used car dealership and had a commercial with a very catchy jingle. I had my suspicions about what was going on, because at every single one of those murders, Blake seemed to already know everything. He knew where all the evidence was hidden, he knew how the victim was killed, and he always guessed the killer before I could. I was pretty sure I knew what was going on, but I couldn't be certain until that fateful night in December of 1996 that I found out what he was truly doing. We were called to Boulder, Colorado to investigate the disappearance of a child beauty pageant star. As soon as we arrived, Blake predicted that the brother was to blame and coincidentally found some fingerprints to back up his story. I went off to search for clues by myself and came across a ransom note and immediately knew what had happened. I pulled Blake aside and confronted him with my evidence. You see, I recognized the handwriting on the ransom note as his, and so I told him I knew that he was killing minor celebrities and planting evidence to try and prove that he was a better detective than me. He tried to deny it, but as I've said, I'm a really good detective. So I had all the evidence. He begged me to keep it quiet. The news was here investigating the disappearance of this little girl, and if we solved it together, we'd both be superstars. Unfortunately for him, my morals wouldn't allow me to do that. I called the Council of Celebrity Crime Solvers and told them what was going on. They agreed to cover up the murder to avoid losing credibility, but they stripped Blake of his membership and banned him from ever solving a murder again. After that, I never saw him in person. I was aware he changed his name and was a country singer, and I always kept a close eye on him, but he seemed to have forgotten his murderous ways until recently when the two of you began to find success.
Wait. Blake Shrimpy killed JonBenet Ramsey?
What does any of this have to do with Blake Shelton?
Blake Shrimpy is Blake Shelton, you dope! He changed his name!
I still don't understand why he wants us dead so bad. You're the one who fucked him over. Shouldn't he just want to kill you?
At the very least, he could get you stripped of your license.
Well, he's more evil than that. He wants to take everything that I care about most, just like I took everything from him. He noticed you two climbing the ranks of celebrity crime solvers, and he grew jealous. When he found out you worked for me, he set his plan into motion. He's been killing celebrities in order to attract you two. Then, once he kills the two of you, he'll pin your murder on me, get me stripped of my license, and since I'm head of the Council of Celebrity Crime Solvers, the entire council will be disbanded, so we'll be free to solve murders again. No one will be able to stop him, and he'll finally be the best detective in the world!
You're the head of the council? I really wish you would tell us these things, Squawg.
It didn't seem important.
It seems important now, doesn't it?
So what, we have to stop Blake Shelton before he kills us, or otherwise he'll become the most powerful celebrity detective in the world and continue randomly killing people just so we can solve their murders and prove he's still the best?
Exactly!
Remember when we were solving Addison Rae's death in an Italian restaurant? How the hell did we end up here?
I don't know, Peyton, but I do know that Blake's party will be full of celebrities. Some you know, and some you don't. But you have to remember that you can't trust any of them. The only people you truly know aren't working for Blake are on each other.
No pressure, though.
And one last thing.
What is it?
All scenarios depicted in this podcast are entirely fictional. The use of all celebrity likenesses are purely for comedic use. No celebrities were harmed in the making of this podcast.
I can't believe you wore that to Blake Shelton's murder party.
What? The invitation said black tie formal.
Yeah, not for the people wearing dresses, Peyton.
Well, you aren't wearing a tie, so I have to for both of us.
What are you not understanding about the bolo ties? I'm trying to make them my thing.
Why don't you make stopping evil crime lords who killed JonBenet and now want to kill us so he can rule the celebrity crime underworld your thing?
Because, Peyton, that's our thing. God forbid we share something.
God forbid you dress in proper formal attire.
Our host is from the South, okay? Maybe I'm trying to extend an olive branch by acclimating to his customs. Bolo tie.
Right, the host has tried to kill us like 12 times. We need an entire olive tree at this point.
Okay, well, what do we do? Knock on the door?
How else do you expect to get inside?
Do you see a doorbell?
Who cares? Just knock.
If I knock on the door, but there's a doorbell, then I'm gonna look stupid.
You already look stupid. Just knock on the damn door.
You do it.
Ugh, fine.
Good evening. Welcome to Shelton Manor. May I take your coats?
Oh, fuck. Were we supposed to bring coats?
Tim Curry, what are you doing here?
I'm the butler.
You work for Blake Shelton?
Heavens no. He invited me here and said he would pay me to wear a butler's uniform and answer the door. He said this party was going to be very reminiscent of the movie Clue, so it only makes sense for Wadsworth to be here.
Okay, good. Don't work for Blake Shelton. He's evil.
Obviously, madam. Now, I regret to inform you, but I am required to check all weapons at the door. Please hand over the sword and the gun.
Damn it. I knew we should have concealed these better.
It's okay. He doesn't know about the other gun I have tucked into the front of my pants. It bulges a little bit, but I figured people will just assume I've got a giant dick.
Classy.
Unfortunately, sir, I did just overhear you mention the gun you have tucked into your pants, and I will need to take that as well.
Fuck!
You know, that's a really dangerous place to put a gun.
Yes, I'm sure you'll thank me later for taking it.
Oh, don't worry, the safety's on.
Oops.
Did I just hear a gunshot? I thought we weren't hunting poor people for sport till after dinner.
Kylie, what are you doing here?
I'm here for the party, silly.
Yeah, but you shouldn't be here. It's really dangerous.
All the parties I go to are dangerous. I'm very rich. Rich people do stupid things. Before I heard the gunshot, I was doing a new drug called tiger cocaine.
What is tiger cocaine?
It's just regular cocaine, but you do it off a live tiger.
Why?
You know, I don't think waiters are supposed to talk to guests this much.
Waiters? What? No. Kylie, it's me, Detective Rye. I was at your sister's wedding.
Oh, wow. You get all the best catering gigs. You must be really good at your job.
Yep, I am. Please, go enjoy your tiger cocaine, Miss Jenner.
Okay. What did Kylie Jenner want?
Nothing. She just thought I was the waiter.
Well, at least she saw you this time. Remember at Courtney's wedding when she sat on you because she said you looked like an empty chair?
Yeah, don't talk about that.
Well, I was just asking Tim Curry where Blake was. Apparently, he wants to make a big entrance at the top of the grand staircase, but only after everyone has arrived.
Well, who are we still waiting for? I'm sorry. I know. I'm late. Is everyone waiting for me? Oh, crap. I'm the worst. Oh, God.
Is that...
No way. Detective Peyton, Detective Rye, what are you doing here? I can't believe I'm seeing you. This is crazy. I mean, wow.
What are you doing here, Jimmy Fallon?
Didn't you get sent to jail, like, last week?
How are you here? And what do I need to do to get you to leave?
You know, it's a really funny story, actually. Why don't we sit down and I'll tell it, you know?
We'll stand, thanks.
Oh, okay. So, oh boy, where do I begin? Okay, so I was sitting in a holding cell waiting for my lawyer, and who walks in right behind me? Nicki Minaj. She takes one look at me and she says, what did she say? What does Nicki Minaj sound like?
Oh, you don't have to do the voice.
We actually insist that you do not do the voice. Seriously, guys? Alright, you're lost. So anyway, Nicki, she says, Jimmy, you're in jail again? And I was like, well, obviously, Nicki, you see me here. So she offered to represent me in court. Turns out, judge was a barb, and I got off scot-free. Crazy, right? I mean... Insane. God
damn it. I can't believe that three-eyed raven was right when it said I'd be betrayed by Nicki Minaj.
Right. So, you know, it was totally great running into you guys. But I gotta go find Blake, you know? He's my dark lord, who I serve and everything. Yeah.
Okay. Bye. See you later.
Hopefully not.
God, this is so insane. There are already so many people here. Look, there's Jennifer Coolidge talking to John Mulaney. Hi, Jennifer.
What? Oh, hi, detectives. Don't worry. I left my Emmy at home with a babysitter this time.
What is that blonde ball of glitter coming at us at an extremely high speed? Oh, shit. Take cover.
What's up, detectives? Holy crap. I can't believe you're here. It has been so long since I've seen you. You are so cool. Remember when you solved Addison Rae's death? That was so crazy. We should do it again. Do you guys know if there's any garlic bread around?
Jesus, JoJo. Where's the fire?
The only thing on fire is my dance moves. Check it out.
Oh, all you did was dab.
I know, but it was a sick dab. I'll do it again.
Oh, great. Thank you.
I'm so glad there are more cool people here. Everyone else here is so old, they don't appreciate my dancing. Well, besides that goth girl, she's crazy scary, but super cool.
Sorry, what goth girl?
Me.
Ah! Oh my god, it's Jenna Ortega! Peyton, run for your life!
Oh my god, Rye, she's got me! I feel her cold grasp on my neck. Leave me behind, save yourself.
Okay.
Wait, no, you asshole! Calm down, I'm not gonna kill you guys. That's not my icy grasp on your neck. The air conditioner just kicked on.
Oh.
Hello, Jenna. Haven't seen you in a little while. Really? I saw you two last night. I can't believe you two reenacted the entirety of Wicked by yourselves.
Hey, that was private, okay? It's how we hype ourselves up before a stressful investigation.
That's fine. I don't know why Detective Peyton let Detective Rye be Glinda, though. He won't do it unless he gets to be Glinda.
Because I'm such a Glinda.
Right, and I guess I'm an Elphaba.
I don't know about that. Definitely a Madame Morrible, though.
Hell yeah, Detective Peyton. Congrats on the role. High five!
Jojo, you shouldn't be hanging out with Jenna. She's dangerous.
Very dangerous.
Jenna? Nah, she's fine. She just said she was going to show me all of the dark, soundproof rooms in the mansion. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, amazing. Just, watch your back, okay? Try to keep it free of knives.
Oh, you're so funny, Detective Rye. See you around.
We're never gonna see her again, are we?
Not alive, at least.
There's too many people. Getting dizzy trying to watch everyone at all times.
I know Squawg said we can only trust each other, but maybe we should make a list of who's here as a guest and who is here with Blake. That way we can at least try to keep track of who is on our side and who isn't.
Oh, good idea. We can even make bets on who we think works for Blake and who doesn't.
Make bets? Do you have a gambling problem you need to talk about?
No. I just like to live dangerously.
Oh. That's why we're at our arch nemesis's house trying to figure out who is most likely going to try and kill us later. Remember? We haven't even seen Blake yet.
Okay, well, we know Jenna Ortega and Jimmy Fallon work for Blake, so that's easy, right?
Yes, those two are obvious, as well as Gwen Stefani.
Right, because they're married.
Well, that, and she also keeps singing that song.
Oh, I'm married Blake, and he's also my boss. We have a very weird dynamic.
Yeah, that makes it pretty obvious. On the opposite end, I think it's safe to assume that Jojo Siwa and Jennifer Coolidge are safe.
What makes you say that?
Well, Jojo is probably going to get killed by Jenna Ortega any minute now, so she isn't really a threat regardless. And I don't think Jennifer works for him because he was just as confused at the zoo as we were.
And Tim Curry told us that he's working for Blake tonight, but that doesn't mean he works for Blake. Whatever that means.
Yeah, what does that mean? Blake is paying Tim Curry to be here even though Tim Curry isn't part of his gang. Does that mean the people who actually work for Blake don't even get paid to do so? They just commit murders for him because of their love and admiration for him? Like, the most fucked up unpaid internship ever?
I don't want to think about that. Do you think John Mulaney works for Blake?
I can never tell with him. He's always so nervous. You can't question him without him peeing himself.
Yeah, so I'm just gonna put him in the works for Blake section.
Why?
So we know to just avoid him. I'm not dealing with pee right now.
Oh, you're not thirsty?
No one likes you.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, God! Can someone please get me a fucking cocktail? And don't put any juice in it this time! What do I look like, a goddamn 3-year-old? If I wanted to drink weak vodka with children, I would have accepted that invitation to Miley Cyrus's 16th birthday party!
Who said that?
What the fuck do you mean, who said that? Are you deaf or stupid? Successful detective my ass!
No. I see you standing there speaking, but aren't you Joan Rivers?
God, I fucking hope so! I paid so much money for this face, I better still be Joan fucking Rivers.
Aren't you supposed to be dead?
Are you stupid? Of course I'm fucking dead. Don't you see how translucent and smoky I am? And I've got this wispy little tail. I look like I belong in Whitney Houston's lungs.
So you're a ghost.
Boy, nothing gets past you. What are you doing here? Were you invited?
Do you work for Blake?
Work for Blake? God, no. The only devil I work for now is the actual fucking devil. I'm here to haunt Gwen Stefani, because I can't stand that fucking cunt. I mean, who the fuck walks around with four Asian women as accessories? She must think she's fucking Genghis Khan.
Don't please. You gotta stop haunting me, Joan.
You don't need to sing everything, you dumb bitch.
Blake, please, you have to get her to stop.
Wait, Blake is coming? Ugh, finally.
Oh, look, there he is at the top of the staircase. Are you ready for this, Rye?
Whatever happens, we can do this if we stick together. Good evening, everyone. I'm sure you're wondering why I've gathered you all here today. You might be thinking this dinner is an elaborate ruse to kill two people who I barely know. But the truth is, I'm not smart enough for an elaborate ruse. I'm just a simple country man looking to make amends.
Wait, what? He wants to do what?
Make amends? This can't be right.
It has to be an elaborate ruse.
But he just said it wasn't.
Maybe saying that this wasn't a ruse is part of the ruse.
Or is the ruse that we assume the ruse is saying that this isn't a ruse?
How could the ruse be that we would assume that the ruse is that Blake is saying that this isn't a ruse is the ruse?
Wait, I'm confused. What's the ruse again?
Can you two stop saying ruse, please? It's starting to sound like a made-up word. Sorry.
I propose a toast. To making amends with our past and to growing our futures together. To the future!
Oh, right! To the future!
To the future. To the future. To the future?
To the future.
Now that is some good champagne. You can really taste the grapes. Hold on, y'all. I'm feeling kind of funny. feels like my throat is melting or something. Oh, what's going on? Someone help!
Someone help him! He's falling down the stairs!
Peyton, what the fuck is happening?
I think someone poisoned the champagne. Quick, we need to throw up!
I'm on it.
Oh my god, you did that really quick.
Thank you. Do you need help?
No. I think I'm fine. Is everyone else feeling okay?
I'm good. Just a little bit of heartburn.
Don't worry, Jennifer. I always carry Tums with me. Calcium-rich Tums goes to work in seconds. Nothing fights faster.
That's true. Whenever heartburn strikes, I fight it fast with Tums. They start working as soon as they touch my tongue and start neutralizing stomach acid from the source. It's time I start loving food back.
And with new Tums Dessert Delights, you can enjoy all the benefits of Tums in a tablet that tastes like all your favorite desserts.
I don't really know what that was, so.
Okay, so no one else is dying?
Great, so I vomited for nothing?
Shut up and check on Blake.
What? Why me?
Because I told you to.
Yeah, but what if it's a trap?
Well, that sucks for you then.
Why do I even need to go check on him? He is clearly no longer with us.
How do you know? You aren't forensics.
Peyton, his throat melted.
Just go check his pulse, stupid.
Fine. Hang on. He's dead.
What the fuck do you mean Blake's dead? Oh, God. Is he gonna go to hell? Fuck, I can't deal with him. I already have to see Jeffrey Epstein every goddamn day.
Blake? Like, you can't be dead. No, 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 no. What happened?
My guess is someone poisoned his champagne glass, knowing he would drink it for a grand toast so he would die with all of us watching.
What we don't know is who did this. Don't we? I think it's pretty obvious.
What are you trying to say, Jenna?
I think it's pretty clear, Detective Rye. You and Detective Peyton came here to kill Blake Shelton. No use acting so shocked that your plan worked.
No, 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 that's insane.
We came here to stop Blake, not kill him. All we ever wanted was for him to answer for his crimes. We didn't want his throat melted.
Save the theatrics, Detective Peyton. I can't believe I'm saying this, but you're an even worse actor than I am.
Boo.
What? Why are you booing? I can't say that? I mean...
I'm not acting! And don't you think it's pretty ironic that you people are accusing us of murder when one of the reasons you came here tonight was to kill me and Rye?
We're just doing our jobs. Sorry. I don't know the word. I'm sorry. Okay.
Besides, we couldn't have poisoned his glass. We were one of the last people to arrive.
Yeah, and then we spent the entire time up till now talking to everyone else. Unlike you, Jimmy, who knows what you were doing. I should have after you. Oh, sorry. I'm just being fun and relatable. I don't know.
Actually, Mr. Fallon, you were one of the first guests to arrive. If I remember correctly, you wanted to get here early to get the inside scoop on the party.
Inside scoop? Sounds to me like you were looking for an excuse to be near the party supplies. Maybe you took a visit to the champagne glasses too?
And why wouldn't you want to kill Blake? If it weren't for him, you never would have committed those crimes that sent you to jail. He's the whole reason you're even in this mess.
Isn't he the reason you're in this mess too, though?
But this mess is our job, Kylie. Poor Jimmy just wants to sit in a chair and tell bad jokes no one wants to listen to. He never signed up to be a killer, but Blake made him one, and so that's what he decided to be.
No, guys, come on. Don't be crazy. I'm just little Jimmy, you know, just Jimmy. Jimmy Fallon, you guys love me, right? Like,
everyone just calm down for a second. If you let me and Rye just take a moment to ourselves, I'm sure we can figure all this out.
You two just want to go off on your own so you can kill again. You killed my Blake. You can't get away with this.
Sorry for interrupting, but shouldn't we just call the police?
We could, but this is a celebrity murder, so the police will just call us since it's our jurisdiction.
Well, How convenient.
Okay, Kylie, whose side are you on?
So why don't we all just, like, leave? Anyone who isn't a murderer is totally welcome to come back to my place for a slumber party. My mom said killers can't come, though. Sorry, Jenna.
Unfortunately, leaving is not an option.
Why not?
Master Blake told me that as soon as all the guests arrived, I was to slash your tires to prevent escape.
My custom JoJo Siwa tires? No! Oh, that's horrible!
Believe me, I know. Especially now that Blake is dead, I don't know who's going to be paying me.
Okay, so we can't leave, and calling the police isn't going to help us.
Can't we just call an Uber?
No! Blake's Uber score is so bad that Uber refuses to even come up onto the property.
So no one's coming for us. We're stuck here.
With a murderer on the loose. Oh, that's just great.
I've been to worse parties. One time I went to a pool party at David Hasselhoff's house, and that damn bastard sold me a bag of dandruff and told me it was coke.
Is now a bad time to mention that Jenna is missing?
What?
Yep, she's been gone for like this entire conversation. I don't know if that's relevant.
It's extremely relevant, JoJo.
Why? Is she the killer?
Oh god, Jenna is the killer. She could have killed me at any time.
Which one is Jenna again?
We're all gonna die.
Oh god, I can't die. I have a vaginal rejuvenation appointment on Thursday. The deposit's non-refundable.
Joan, you're already dead.
Oh god, then who the fuck did I make that appointment for?
Everyone please just calm down. No one is going to die.
Well, no one else.
We're just going to find Jenna and get to the bottom of this.
Why don't you all stay here and play Mario Kart while me and Peyton go look for Jenna?
Oh, you two want to go off on your own so you can find Jenna and plan the next murder? I don't think so. We should all go look for Jenna.
Okay, you know what? Fine. If everyone wants to split off into pairs and look for Jenna, be my fucking guest.
Me and Rye will obviously go together. We'll pair up Kylie and John because that sounds like a funny combination. JoJo and Jennifer? That works, I think. Tim and Jimmy, I guess? Sorry, Tim. Then I think Gwen and Joan kind of have to be a pair, because one is haunting the other. So.
Oh, believe me! She's haunting me, too!
Right. Okay. Everyone, just go look for Jenna.
What do we do if we find her?
I don't know. Scream? Does this feel wrong to you?
I don't know. They're a little tight, but they're honestly kind of stylish, so I'll make do.
Kind of tight? What are you talking about? Rye, are you trying on Blake Shelton's cowboy boots?
Yeah.
Well, stop it.
Why? He's not going to need them, and they honestly kind of go with this outfit.
Focus, moron. This night went from trying to figure out how to stop Blake Shelton to trying to figure out who murdered him. It's weird.
I'll say. Why do we even care that someone killed him? Weren't we going to do the same thing?
We weren't going to kill him. We were just going to bring him to justice. We only kill in self-defense.
Well, now we don't have to worry about killing at all. Someone did our job for us. Now we just have to sit back and wait till morning and hope Jenna Ortega doesn't get us.
Now that's the other weird thing. Why would Jenna kill Blake? She worked for him. She followed him and looked up to him. Why would she just randomly kill him?
Why would anyone here kill him? Half of them work for him like Jenna does, and the other half aren't even killers. No one has a motive that we know of.
Do you think any of them still work for Blake? He isn't around anymore, so they don't have a leader.
Yeah, that's probably worse.
So what? What the hell do we do?
We just need to do what Squad told us. Trust each other and stick together.
And try to stop anyone else from dying.
Well, it looks like we aren't doing too good of a job at that.
Oh my god! Help! Help!
What? What's wrong? Who is... Oh, shit! Someone killed Jimmy Fallon!
Oh, thank god. What? Oh, sorry. I mean, oh, no. How will we go on? He was the voice of a generation. Ugh, ugh.
What the hell happened? Where is Tim Curry?
It was really scary.
Okay, what was?
What? Were you talking to me?
Who else would I be talking to? The dead body?
My bad, silly. I just didn't know you were allowed to talk to me. But anyway, I was exploring one of the bedrooms with that tall man. Then I found a hidden passage behind a nude portrait of Blake in his voice chair. I followed the passage all the way down, and it led to a door right behind this bookcase right here. Before I came through, I heard Jimmy beg for his life, and then fall to the floor. It was so pathetic. When I opened the door, he was dead right there.
Did you see anyone else around?
You're here now.
No, Kylie, before, like right after the murder.
Well, did you?
No, silly.
What the devil's going on here? Oh, bollocks.
We could ask you the same thing. Where the hell were you? You and Jimmy were supposed to stick together.
Yes. Well, I was, in Blake's room.
Doing what?
Looking for his checkbook. I still intend to be paid for today.
That's funny, Tim, because we were in Blake's room just now and we didn't see you.
Hey, guys, what's going on? Oh, crud!
Well, we must have just missed each other.
Well then, where were you after you left Blake's room?
I was simply leaving Blake's room.
Yeah, that's a great alibi.
Well, how do we know you were in Blake's room? You could be lying so you could frame me.
Rye is wearing Blake's cowboy boots.
Damn it.
Hey, wait! Those are my cowboy boots!
They do feel a little tight.
Take them off! You're gonna stretch out the leather!
Oh god! Is that a dead body? Who is it? Someone I should give a fuck about?
It's Jimmy Fallon.
Oh, thank god. Let me know when they kill Barry Manilow.
Hey guys, what's everyone doing in the hallway? Oh, shoot!
I'm here too.
Oh man, who killed Jimmy Fallon? That is totally not cool.
Jojo has a point. Who had the motive to kill Jimmy Fallon?
I mean, didn't everyone kind of want him dead?
Yes.
Yeah.
Of course I did!
I liked him.
What? You did?
Yeah, why wouldn't I?
Because it's Jimmy Fallon.
He was so annoying, sweetie.
Aw, nah, come on, you guys, he was cool.
No, he wasn't.
I'm also here now. I did not like Jimmy Fallon either.
Whoa, 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 whoa. No one said anything about not liking him.
Also, where did you come from? Why did you join the group so late?
Yeah, real shady behavior, Mulaney.
I'm not being shady. I was combing my hair.
Combing your hair? Why?
It's important to look decent and presentable at all times.
Your hair doesn't even look good! Who brushed it, Stevie Wonder?
Okay, Joan, no need to be rude. What happened to bonding over our shared disdain for Jimmy Fallon?
He's right. He was always calling people Bud. I'm not Bud, I'm Jennifer Coolidge.
And he was always making me and my sisters do those dumb games on his show. I'm sorry, Jimmy, but I don't want to get sprayed in the face by water if I don't know the words to a Gwen Stefani song.
Oh, God! That's terrible! Who knows the words to Gwen Stefani songs? I can't think of anything worse!
Aw, come on, guys, you're being really mean.
Doesn't matter, Jojo. He's dead, and we're probably next.
No one else is going to die, Tim.
That's what you said after Blake died.
Well, now we know Jimmy isn't the killer, so it must be Jenna Ortega.
Unless Jimmy killed Blake and then felt so bad about it he killed himself.
Yeah, Rye. Jimmy Fallon melted Blake Shelton's throat, then felt bad about it, so he strangled himself to death with a piano wire.
Okay, just a theory. Jenna's clearly the killer.
Guys, you don't know what you're talking about. Jenna is not a killer.
No. She is. Like, she confessed to it and everything.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's changed. She doesn't kill anymore. That's awesome.
Jojo, think realistically. If she isn't the killer, then where is she?
She's probably hiding. There's a killer on the loose, after all. I'm gonna find her and prove her innocence. You'll see. You'll all see.
Jojo, wait. Don't go alone. She's literally a murderer. Like, it's impossible to prove her innocence. And she's gone.
Oh, great. Well, no one else should split from the group. Anyone who can't be accounted for will immediately be assumed to be the killer.
So what do we do? Are we going to go after Jojo?
I don't know. That seems kind of dangerous. Jenna is still out there and Jojo is actively looking for Jenna.
That's true, and we don't have any weapons.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. Tim, can we have our weapons back?
No.
Why not?
Because you two still might be the killers. I'm not going to give you a gun and make it easier to take the rest of us out.
You guys seriously still think we're the killers? Come on!
Well, it's just that it's kind of shady how you're always around when someone dies.
Yes, because that is our job, to be around dead people.
Plus, you guys are, like, really weird.
What? We aren't that weird.
I don't know. I know a thing or two about being off-putting, and you two are certainly off-putting.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. We're just two normal detectives trying to make a living and stay living.
Oh, sweetie, is that what you think? That's so sad.
Yeah, I don't really understand your relationship dynamic. Are you siblings? Are you fucking? I haven't felt this much weird sexual tension since Derek and Julianne Hough joined me in hell.
Derek and Julianne went to hell?
Of course they did.
We tried to separate them because they make people uncomfortable when they're together, but we couldn't figure out which one deserved to go to heaven, so we just kept them together and used their weird relationship dynamic to punish Christians who commit hate crimes in Jesus' name.
Oh. Well, it's nice that you punish them.
We don't do it for you, fruitcake. Seeing those prayer warriors realize they've been sent to eternal damnation is a better feeling than Clay Aiken blowing cocaine up your ass.
Clay Aiken?
But we're the weird ones.
So what now?
Why don't we all just go sit and wait for Jenna to come to us? If she wants to kill so badly, eventually she'll come out of her hiding spot to do so.
I mean, sure, that works for me. So, where do we go?
I think there's a new season of Love Island on Netflix.
Oh, I love Love Island. You guys want to smoke some weed?
Yeah, I don't see why not.
Man, what is up with these people? They totally are not super chill like I thought they were. Jimmy Fallon was like super fun and loved a good time. It's totally not cool to talk bad about the dead like that. That's what happened to Gwen Stefani, and now Joan Rivers won't stop following her around. Whatever. I just need to find my good friend Jenna. She'll know what to do. She's so calm and cool, and she's so good at sneaking up on you from behind. And I love that she's always has a lot of knives on her. That is so cool. I wonder where she could be. The attic? Did anyone check the attic? Well, if I were Jenna, I'd certainly hide up in the attic. It's creepy and isolated and super dark, so it makes a great place to hide. And the killer definitely won't be in there, because it only has one exit, and they might get trapped in here, and that wouldn't be good. Okay, here I go. Into the attic.
Wait, there's how many episodes?
66.
And they're all an hour long?
That's right.
And they just spend the entire hour being hot and slightly problematic in bathing suits.
Why?
Because that's what you do on the show.
And so they fall in love?
Well, yes and no.
It isn't real love. It's mostly television-induced infatuation. That's why most of the couples don't last once the show ends.
What do you win? Wait, can you win?
They give you a really small amount of money, just like $100,000 or something. So, you know the people are there for the right reasons, not because they want such a small amount of money.
I can't believe you two have never watched Love Island.
Yeah, well, we know we're going to run into some of the cast members at a murder one day, so we try not to watch them on TV and acquire a bias.
Hello? Jenna? Where are you? It's me, your bestie, Jojo. Jojo Siwa, from Dance Moms. You don't have to be afraid of me. Huh? What was that? Jenna? Are you there? You're freaking me out. Who is that? Is there someone else up here? You don't want to mess with me. I'm much larger than you might immediately assume. What? Oh! There you are, Jenna. Where the heck have you been? Oh, wait. Jenna, are you bleeding?
Wait, who is that again?
Callum.
And who is he partnered up with?
Jenna.
And who is that?
Alfie. And he's the one with Hermione?
No, he's with Imogen.
Then who is with Hermione?
There is no Hermione.
I think you're confusing this with Harry Potter.
So is there a person named Dobby or not?
There is, but that's just because they're British, not because this is Harry Potter.
Why do all their teeth look like that?
Because British people are required to get veneers before they're allowed on TV.
Seriously?
Yes, darling. Why do you think I'm doing podcasts now?
What are they arguing about?
We don't know.
How do we not know? Can't they just say what they're arguing about?
They don't know either.
Are you sure that's not Hermione? She looks like a Hermione.
I'm sure, sweetie. Her name is Millicent. Jojo, you have to run. I thought this was all a part of the plan, but something is wrong. You gotta help me out of here. We can run together and we'll survive.
What the heck is going on, Jenna? What plan are you talking about? Was there a plan to kill everyone downstairs? Were they right? Are you a killer? I don't really hang out with killers. I usually deal with a PG audience. Who is the killer anyway? Where are they? Uh-oh. Jenna, there's someone behind you. Wait, where are you going? Why are you running away from them? Wait. It's you? You're the killer? How is that even possible? How are you even here right now? This doesn't make any sense. What are you doing? Don't come any closer to me.
I'm a little freaked out right now. Where did the knife come from? Can we talk about this? No, 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 please don't kill me!
What the hell was that?
Probably just the house settling.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right.
So what the hell is Casa Amor?
It's like a different house on the island where the girls and guys split up and then get introduced to 6 new people to test their relationships.
Their relationships that have been going for like 3 weeks?
Yeah, they want to see who really loves their partner and who really is just pretending for the camera.
Do any of them really love each other? It's been 3 weeks and all they know about each other is that they look good in a bathing suit and that they don't mind looking like a fool on TV for a free beach vacation.
Oh, come on. Don't you want to believe in love?
No. Gosh, straight people are so weird, man.
Agreed.
What?
Hey, guys, where did John go?
He's right here, sitting to my left. Oh, shit.
He left the group. That must mean he's the killer. He killed my Blake.
I don't know, sweetie. Does that really mean he's a killer? Maybe he had to pee. I heard that regular people do that.
No way, Kylie. He's been acting shady all night. Remember when he was the last one to show up when we found Jimmy's body?
He said he was combing his hair. If combing your hair is a crime, then you need to arrest all 39 members of my glam team.
And remember when Blake's throat melted? Wait, 39 people? Jesus. Anyway, when Blake's throat melted, he barely reacted. He just started talking about Tums Dessert Delights.
Oh, I love Tums Dessert Delights. They make fighting heartburn more delicious than ever.
We're not doing this again, Jennifer.
You people are some of the dumbest people I've ever met. And I've had dinner with the Spears family. Do you really think that gay scarecrow is out there killing people? He couldn't murder my vagina if his dick grew 9 more inches.
Jesus, that was vulgar.
That disgusting ghost is right. Besides, all of us are here besides JoJo. Why would he leave to kill her if there are much easier targets sitting right next to him?
Okay, okay. Tim is right. I guess we just wait here, and if we hear screaming, then we'll know John is the killer.
Oh boy.
Help! Help me, please!
Okay, Jenna, don't come any closer. We can't trust you.
He killed her. He killed JoJo. Rye, she's bleeding.
Yeah, but she could be faking it, Peyton. She's been fucking with us since the barbecue. I don't trust her.
Oh, you guys got an invite to Barbara Corcoran's barbecue? God, I'm so jealous. I love the 4th of July. Oh, it makes me want a hot dog real bad.
You aren't listening. He killed JoJo, and he's going to kill all of you. That was his plan all along. Who are you talking about? Whose plan? Don't be an idiot. Who do you think? Obviously, I mean...
Ah! Holy shit! What the fuck just happened?
Oh man, I forgot about the laser cannon.
Jenna Ortega was exploded with a laser cannon? How the fuck do you forget about that?
We don't really use it that much. No big deal, though. It only works in the room we are in right now.
Not a big deal? I'm covered in chunks of Jenna fucking Ortega right now.
Wait. Did you say it only works in this room?
Yeah, why?
Everyone hit the deck! What the fuck is going on here?
Don't get down.
I'm a ghost, asshole. If 3 botched facelifts couldn't kill me, then a fucking laser cannon can't either.
Rye, what do we do?
I don't know. I think this is fine.
No, we need to get out of this room, dumbass.
God, how many lasers does this thing hold?
Oh, sweetie, lasers are actually made of light. As a matter of fact, laser is an acronym for light amplification by stimulated emission of radiation. So the cannon will be able to fire lasers as long as it can amplify enough light.
Did you just mansplain lasers to me?
I prefer Kylie-splained. Rye, she's right.
Yeah, I know she's right. It's less about what she said and more about the timing of when she said it.
No, shut up and listen. The cannon will keep firing as long as it can absorb light, so we need to turn the light off.
When will that work?
I'm not a fucking laserologist. My name isn't even on the lease.
How do we turn off the lights?
Joan, can you do it?
God, no! I can only interact with physical objects if you pay me!
How much?
Trust me, sweetie, you can't afford it!
Great, thanks a lot, Joan.
I can see the light switch from here. I think I could reach it if I hurry.
Tim, no, it's too dangerous.
What's the other option? Lay here and die next to Kylie Jenner?
Lucky you.
Don't worry, I'll be quick. I just need to wait for the cannon to go around again. And then... Almost, and
Now!
Tim!
Did the laser stop?
I think so. Where's Tim? Is he okay?
I'm over here. It appears I've been punctured in the shoulder by a laser.
What? Are you okay?
I think so. I don't know if I'm bleeding. I can't see anything. I'll turn the lights on.
No!
Right. Sorry.
I don't think you're bleeding at all. I don't know. I can't see anything. Rai? What was that? Are you okay?
Yeah, just a sharp pain in my side. It's probably something I ate. I don't know. Do you need a Tums? Not now, Jennifer.
Okay, let's just drag Tim into the other room so we can turn the lights on. Oh, okay. There. That's much better.
Guys? I think someone lost a knife.
What? Where'd you find it?
In my side.
Wait, what? Someone stabbed you?
I don't see how else this knife would appear in my side.
Oops, sorry. That's mine.
Kylie?
You stabbed Rye?
Why?
Because I'm working for Blake Shelton, silly.
What? You bitch! Why would you work for Blake?
Because, sweetie, you two kept talking about teams and who was on whose side, and I realized something. You're poor. What? What does that have to do with anything? Because if I'm on your side, then that means I'm on the poor side. I'm a Jenner. I always have to be on the side where the money is. So I joined Blake.
So this was all part of the plan?
Oh no, of course not. I actually have no idea what's going on, and Blake wasn't supposed to die. Actually, Jenna wasn't supposed to die either, but you two were, so I'm just doing what I'm told. I've already stabbed Detective Rye, so now it's your turn, Detective Peyton. But don't worry. A lot of people dream of being killed by me, and now you two will actually have the honor.
Rye, quick, push her down the stairs.
You do it.
God, you are so lazy.
No, I was stabbed. I am openly bleeding as we speak. Oh God, it's all over the stairs.
I don't want to get too close to her. She's going to stab me.
Don't worry about it, Detective P. I'll come for you. I just need to walk over to you in my custom red bottom stilettos across this landing slicked with blood and... Oh, whoa!
What just happened?
She slipped in my blood and fell down the stairs because I literally have to do everything around here.
Whatever, let's just get out of here. Can you walk?
Oh, please, like you'd carry me?
If I had to, I would.
With those noodle arms?
Well, maybe. If you didn't eat a pint of ice cream for dinner every night, my noodle arms would be good enough.
Okay, that was a low blow. And while I'm bleeding out?
What the hell is going on here?
Ah! Stay back, John Mulaney!
Why, what are you talking about? You're the killer. You killed Jojo Siwa and you melted Blake Shelton's throat. It's
always the weird one.
Whoa, guys, calm down! I don't think John is the killer!
Yeah, of course you don't. You're probably working with him.
What?
Think about it. She's the only one alive who knew about the laser cannon, and it happened to come on as soon as Jenna was going to tell us John was the killer. She probably activated the laser to silence Jenna.
Wow. Women are supposed to support women, Gwen.
That's ridiculous. Why would I work with John Mulaney?
Because they're a psycho killer, and only a psycho would want to be around John Mulaney.
Ugh, God, not now, Joan. Can someone get rid of her?
Not unless Michael Jackson's doctor's here. That fucking moron. When I said I wanted the MJ special, I meant I wanted a body like Mary J. Blige. Not enough propofol to kill an elephant.
Joan, we really don't have time for your pop culture quips right now.
Oh, you people are no fun. If anyone needs me, I'll be possessing that bottle of vodka.
This is a crazy accusation. I am not a killer. I'm just John Mulaney. Fun, lovable John Mulaney. I was most teenage girls' safe man for about 4 years until I cheated on my wife. They called me baby girl.
And now you're a fucking killer. How could you kill Jojo Siwa? Sure, she was really annoying and loud and had too much energy and didn't really know how to read the room. And whenever she left, you had the worst headache of your life. But she was my friend.
Oh, no, we're innocent. We did not kill Jojo, please. Can we just talk about this?
Yeah, let's all just sit down and talk it out. I can workshop some new jokes with you guys. Isn't that fun?
No, that's awful. So stay back before I stab you with this knife that's been inside of me already, okay? Just back off. Mental illness might be spread through the blood.
It isn't. You know that.
I don't know what I know. I've lost a lot of blood.
Actually, I packed your wound like 2 minutes ago. The bleeding is slowing down.
You what? Oh, whoa. This is like really good work, Peyton.
What the fuck are you doing here? You should have been a nurse.
Can you two focus? You're literally accusing us of a murder and threatening us with a knife, and you can't even focus. God, this is so crazy. I need to sit down.
Here, have a drink.
Thank you. Wait.
Blake?
Blake?
Blake? My throat. I think my throat is melting. Oh, God, it is. My throat is
Okay, what the fuck is going on right now?
Blake, how are you not dead? We saw your throat melt. You looked like... Well, you looked like John Mulaney does.
You didn't take a close look at the body, did you? No?
I told you we should have taken a closer look at the body!
Why don't we go look together, shall we? See? There's the body.
I still don't understand. You got a body double or something?
No, Detective Peyton. That's not me.
It isn't?
Who the fuck is it then? It's Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan?
Who the fuck is Luke Bryan?
He's a judge on American Idol. But more importantly, he's an average-looking white male country singer. So I knew no one would be able to tell the difference between me or him. Not even you, my beautiful wife. See, I asked Luke to come to this party and pretend to be me. He didn't think it would work, but I knew no one knew that we were two separate people. After I used him to fake my own death and get all the suspicion off of me, that's when my real plan began. The plan that only I knew about.
There was another plan? What the hell, Blake? I thought you were dead. Oh, I missed you so much.
Ew, why? I'm sorry, my dear, but I had to do this all on my own. I couldn't risk anyone ruining my plan. Not you, not Jenna, not even that Kylie Jenner. Where is she, by the way?
Passed out at the bottom of the stairs. Keep going.
Right. I was hoping that as soon as everyone saw me dead, they would immediately pin my murder on you two. Then in the hysteria that followed, I'd be able to pick off everyone one by one. I'd have to sacrifice some of my followers that were here, but I knew it was necessary sacrifice to make my story believable.
Blake, you were gonna kill me?
I'm sorry, Gwenny, but I had to. A victim of Spitz recently widowed would have given me the perfect amount of sympathy to put me in the spotlight for months. With that kind of media attention, my private detective agency would have skyrocketed, and I'd be unstoppable before anyone even got suspicious of my plan. I'd be untouchable. What about us? I was going to frame you for the murders of the other party guests. Your massacre would have been the first murder I solved, and I would have been able to discredit Squagglewatch, get you two thrown in jail for the rest of your lives, and start fresh as a private investigator. This case would have been so big that it would have overshadowed any of that pesky JonBenet business that Squagglewatch might have tried to bring up. It was the perfect plan. But I wasn't counting on how smart the two of you are. You were able to get the blame off yourself immediately and keep your cool. I gotta be honest. As much as I hate you two and your boss, he did a great job training you.
He actually really didn't do much. We just have great instincts.
But we'll take the compliment.
Oh, right. I'm being rude. Thank you, Blake.
Of course. After you two decided to split everyone up, I decided to change my plan. I killed that idiot Jimmy Fallon first.
Oh, thanks for that, too, by the way.
I thought this was going to be easy until I ran into Jenna. She was confused, but immediately wanted to know the new plan. Unfortunately, I couldn't tell her for fear for telling her new friend Jojo Sawa. I tried to kill her, but she slipped away. Luckily, she led me right to Jojo and then put herself in range of the laser cannon. Then I took out Jennifer and Tim, I assume. They aren't here now, so they must be dead. Actually, I think they're just, like, in the other room or something.
Shut up.
I could have let you two go crazy and killed John and Gwen here, but I was afraid you'd do more of your special talking and figure out you were all innocent. So I figured now was the time to make my grand introduction and tell you my master plan like all supervillains do.
So you don't want to kill us?
Kill you? That would be too easy, Detective Peyton. If I killed you, then you wouldn't suffer in a jail cell watching me rise to the level of fame that you two probably actually deserved. So no, I won't kill you.
but that doesn't mean I can't hurt you. I need to make it look like there was a struggle before I beat you and saved my wife.
Oh, so I get to survive now?
Of course, darling. You can take over the private investigation world with me.
Gee, thanks, Blake.
You aren't gonna get away with this. And why not? I don't know. I just know the good guys are supposed to say that to the bad guys. All right, Detective Rye. Whatever you say. Now hold still. I'm gonna give Detective Peyton a bullet hole to match your knife wound.
What do we do?
I don't know. Can we run?
Outrun a bullet? How would we do that?
I don't know. Foster the People sang that song about it, so I figured it was possible.
Don't move too much. I might accidentally kill one of you. That would be an interesting development.
Detectives, run! I got Blake!
Gwen, what are you doing? Get off of me! This is not how a wife behaves!
Rye, run!
Help me!
Okay, go, go, go!
Gwen, get off! Now, where the hell did they go? Come out, wherever you are, detectives!
What do we do?
Maybe we can find where Tim Curry hid our weapons and fight back?
Tim is a sneaky British butler. There's no way we're gonna find his hiding spot.
Damn it! I hate Europeans!
We can try to lure him into the living room and turn the lights on so the laser cannons get him.
Yeah, but won't it get us too?
We can just duck.
Peyton, I got stabbed. I don't think I can duck quick enough to dodge a laser again.
Well, then, maybe we just make a run for it. Maybe we can find a road and yell for help.
Once again, I've been stabbed. You know that being stabbed hurts, right? It tends to limit your ability to do things.
Okay, fine. If you want to be rude, then maybe you stay here and die and I'll go get help.
No. I'm sorry. Please don't leave me. Don't make this more difficult than it has to be, detectives. I'm only going to hurt you really bad and then frame you for murder so you spend the rest of your life in prison.
Can we stall him?
Stall him until what?
I don't know. You stall him and I'll go try to find something that can help.
No. Squawglotch said we should stick together.
Squawglotch isn't here, covered in your blood, being hunted by Blake Shelton!
Oh, there you are. Glad I finally found you. You know, I think my plans have changed. I've decided I'm gonna kill one of you and let the other take the fall for their murder, too. Now, which one of you should I kill?
Well, Rye, looks like this is the end. No one is coming to save us this time.
And we're all out of tricks.
I think of you every day while I'm in prison.
Why would you be the one who goes to prison?
You're the more interesting person to kill.
Wow. You finally admitted I'm more interesting than you. What a good goodbye gift.
Goodbye, Rye. It's been an honor.
Hey, you guys in danger? Someone need a rescue? Mark Wahlberg?
No, that's Captain America.
Damn right, Liz. Yeah, I'm here to save you. That's what I do. You know that's what I do? I save people. Because I'm a hero. I don't care what you think you are. You'll die too. Mark Wahlberg, Captain America, bullet deflecting shield, activate. Yeah. How you like that? Nice try, Blake. But you're not beating me. You know why? I'm gonna tell you why. Because I'm Mark Wahlberg. And I'll tell you another reason. You want to hear another reason? Because I'm Captain America. You can't beat that combo. Still don't believe me? I got this.
A rock? Who brings a rock to a gunfight?
This just isn't any rock. It's a special rock. You know why it's a special rock? Because it's my throwing rock.
Whatever you say, crazy man. Now step aside so I can finish my job.
Nah, I don't think so. Not on my watch. Not happening. Not today. You're not doing it. No can do. Mark Wahlberg, Captain America, rock throw of death.
Oh!
Yeah, that's how we do it in Boston. Stay prayed up.
Is he dead?
Yeah, of course he's dead. I threw a rock at him. People tend to die from that. When I throw a rock. Because I'm Captain America. Okay, but are we actually sure it's him this time? Peyton, send a picture to your mom to make sure it's actually him.
Why do you assume my mom can tell the difference between Blake Shelton and other white men?
Just do it!
Fine. Oh, yeah, it's him. Also, my grandma sent me a card in the mail, so remind me to call her and say thank you.
So we did it. We won.
Who else is still alive?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
Yeah, do you guys need me here for that? It's almost 4 a.m., so I gotta go do my workout, you know? I'm wicked tired. You good, though? I already called the police. They're coming for you. They do what I say. Because I'm Captain America. All right, I'm gonna go. Detective Peyton, call me.
Did Mark Wahlberg just tell you to call him?
Yeah. Should I?
I think I can approve of this one. You know, because he saved our lives.
Wow, looks like it was a really crazy night in there. You two are lucky to be alive. Yeah, that happens to us a lot. God, you must be tired.
We are. Like, all the time.
Well, after this, you deserve some time off. Oh, trust me, we're taking some. Alright, so you two said Kylie Jenner was part of the evil plot to kill you, and she's the one who stabbed you?
Yeah, that's right. Other people heard it too, so you can ask them if you need to.
No, it's okay, we believe you. We've been trying to take her down for a long time. Don't worry, she'll get what she deserves. You guys can't take me away. I'm rich. Are there at least some rich cops who can arrest me? Can you put me in the back of a Tesla instead of that poor people car? Was there anyone else working for Blake inside?
Well, yeah, there was Gwen.
No. Anyone else who was working for him died in the house.
Yeah. Right.
All right, well, I'm gonna go take some other people's statements. The ambulance will be here to take you to the hospital soon.
Peyton, why didn't you tell Aunt Gwen Stefani?
She saved our lives. I figured she changed.
Oh, thank you so much, Detective Peyton. I'm gonna turn my life around. Honest! I'm gonna find 4 white women and make them accessories now. No more cultural appropriation!
Oh, maybe you can find a razor to shave that mustache first. Honestly, you look like you went bobbing for crabs in Willie Nelson's pubic hair.
Plus, you know, I think Joan Rivers haunting her is punishment enough for her crimes.
Yeah, I guess. Look, Jennifer and Tim. Hey guys, you doing okay?
Oh yeah, we're great. And there's a bunch of reporters here asking us questions, and some Hollywood producers said we could play ourselves in the screen adaptation.
Tim Curry Renaissance, here I come. You two should get an agent. You're about to be world famous.
World famous, huh? I wonder what that's gonna be like.
Who cares? Let's just focus on right now. The ambulance is here. Want me to ride with you?
Are there any cute boys around who are available?
Don't think so. Think you're stuck with me.
That's okay. You're a pretty good person to be stuck to.
Right back at ya. I just gotta know one thing.
Just one? What?
What the hell do we do now?
Enjoy life for a while? I'm sure the celebrities will wait to start killing each other again once we're ready to come back.
Sounds good to me. Together?
Together.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of Celebrity Whodunit. And thank you for tuning in to all of the other week's episodes of Celebrity Whodunit. We're so appreciative to our loyal fans, and we could say we couldn't do it without you, but honestly, we'd probably still be doing this even if no one was listening. While Detective Peyton and Detective Rye take a little break, we assure you that they will be back for Season 2 very soon. So in the meantime, why don't you give us a follow on TikTok or Instagram at Celebrity Whodunit Pod?